if he could do that better than you could, you'd say he can do that better.
Better than me.
Okay.
Right.
And if something belongs to me, then you'd say it's...
It don't belong to me. It belongs to the other fellow.
Uh-huh. You say, this isn't mine. This
it's
is...
someone else, right.
This isn't mine. This is...
It's hers. That's right.
Or if you're talking about a man, you say this is...
This is his. That's right.
Two people, it's...
That's his. It ain't mine. It belongs to him or her.
Or if it belongs to them, then it's...
That's right. Belongs to them.
Then it's...
It's not mine.
It's
theirs.
What's that?
I said, if it is two belong to two people, I said it's theirs, not mine.
Okay. And if it belonged to you, then you'd say...
I said mine.
Or it belonged to me, you'd
say... It belonged to me, that's right.
Or it's you... This isn't mine, this is...
That's right. Belonged to him.
Okay. About this tape recorder, you say, this isn't yours.
That's belonged to you.
So it's...
It's yours.
Okay.
Right.
And if it belongs to both of us, you'd say it's...
It's ours.
And if people had been over to visit you and they were fixing to leave, you'd tell them, well, I hope...
To see you again.
Would you say... What if you're talking to a whole group? Would you say you or...
I said, well, now if there's a group... I said, well, I'm glad to see you all.
Okay.
So, you all come back again or...
Uh-huh.
I'm glad to see y'all go, you know, or something of the kind.
Uh-huh. And if there was a group of people and you were asking them about their coats, they're fixing to leave, you ask them about their coats, all of their coats, you say, well, where are...
Sissy's coat, where's Charlie's coat?
Or if you're looking for everybody's, you'd say, well, where are...
Everybody's coats.
Uh-huh.
I say, well, where's everybody's coat? You ain't got the coat, you done left your coat.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say y'all's coats or you?
Yeah,
all's?
I said, well, y'all's coats. It had to be their coats.
Uh-huh.
Because it couldn't be mine.
Okay. And if there had been a party that you hadn't been able to go to, you wanted to know the people that had gone, you'd ask, well...
Where the party at or which way you go?
Or who...
Who's having the party?
Okay. And but if it was already over and you wanted to know the people that had gone, you would ask, well...
Who's party? Who? Talking about the people who was going?
Uh-huh.
I'd ask them where the party at.
Uh-huh. Well, would you ever say who all was at the party?
Who all was at the party and what for time you had and so on, you know.
Uh-huh. Say if there was a group of children playing and they obviously belonged to more than one family. You'd ask about them, well...
Where the others at?
Uh-huh.
I said, where the Sin Situant at? Where the others at?
Uh-huh. Would you ever say, who all's children are they?
Yeah, well, I'd have to ask who's all is, yeah.
Uh-huh. So. And if you were asking about all of the speaker's remarks, you know, everything he said, you'd ask, well...
If I'd ask him what?
About, say, if someone had given a speech, and you hadn't heard it, you want to know everything he said, you'd say, well...
I'd ask him over again. I said, would you say that over again?
Uh-huh.
Reply it over again or something, you know.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say, what did he say or what all?
What did he say? So I know, you know, what he said. I'd have to ask him, what did you say? Let me hear you say your speech over again.
Uh-huh.
Let me hear it over again, then I'd know, you know, what he said.
Would you ever say, what all did he say?
Well, yeah, what all did he say? And so I know what all he said. He might tell me one or two things if I didn't ask him that, and then wouldn't tell me the other.
Uh-huh. And you say, if no one else will do that for him, you say, he better do that.
Yourself.
Or he better do that.
That's right, himself.
Okay. And what kind of bread is there? What different kinds of bread did people used to have?
Well, I'd say cornbread.
Uh-huh.
Used to have cornbread.
What else did they make out of cornmeal besides cornbread?
Well, let me see. In my time, Hal made molasses bread out of it. Take molasses and put in, make molasses bread.
Out of cornmeal?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about something you could fry in deep fat and eat with fish?
Well, you fry fish, fry chicken, put on cornmeal.
Well, something made out of cornmeal that you could eat with fish.